Ignorance, the Cathedral of Learning. And today, on the anniversary of the beginning of the Afghani war and also a protest against the operation, the occupation of Iraq, we have students standing here and community people in protest and
professors.
Today we have with us
Clark Henderson.
And Clark, why are we here today?
Well, first of all, we're here to note that it's the 2-year anniversary of the bombing of Afghanistan, that the war on terror is now 2 years old. And more specifically, we want to draw attention to the human costs of that war. Tens of thousands of people have died as a direct result of U.S. military action, including over 11,000 civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq. Tens of thousands have been wounded in both of those countries. So that's our principal objective, to bring those facts to the attention of people in this country who are already extremely skeptical about Bush's war in Iraq.
Like a lot of things, it seems with us as activists that we get amnesia. It's 2 years since that happened, and just now it's starting to come out that we are still there. So what can people do to oppose the occupation of Afghanistan?
Well, they can organize and protest and keep the issue alive in a number of ways. I mean, there is the traditional mechanism of contacting the government officials, representatives at the national level. Beyond that, people can write letters to newspapers to keep the issue alive, talk with people they know about it, and organize to create events of this kind to keep the issue alive. I mean, in Pittsburgh right now, on a weekly basis, there are vigils around town where people are doing just that. And I attended one of them on Saturday, and I was told that there is more demonstrable support for those gatherings with each passing week. More cars are honking in support, more people are showing up.
In 1991, a lot of people disappeared after the end of the Iraqi war, but it seems like with the occupation of Iraq that people are starting to get it, that we're not going to go away.
Definitely. I think especially as people see more clearly that people are dying and that both the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan is not improving and in fact deteriorating, people are suffering, people are dying. People are becoming more skeptical and more vocal in their disapproval and protest.
Thank you, Clark. It's thank you for your input, and it's always a privilege to stand in front of this lovely building.
The Temple of Ignorance.
The Temple of Ignorance. Have a good day.